number 290.
Stop. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Dear Lord, have your way in this meeting tonight. We pray, dear Jesus, that you will bless each one here. We pray for Nonantum, Lord, that have joined us tonight in this meeting. Thank you for what you've been doing in Nonantum and for them. For meeting them in these days, Lord, and we pray tonight that you'll continue your work in their hearts. We pray, Lord, that they will do what you want them to do and be what you want them to be to bless us here in Watch Rock in this meeting. We pray for the staff that are here, Lord, that you will bless the staff. We pray, dear Jesus, that we would be free to express from our hearts our love and our adoration to you. That, Jesus, we would be sure tonight that our anchors hold and grip. Lord, blow your wildest then, O gale, on my bark so small and frail. By God's grace, I cannot fail because my anchor holds. Lord, let it hold, let it be moored more firmly to that rock, Christ Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you'll help each one of these staff members that have given themselves to you, to serve the people of God. Lord, refresh them and quicken them. And Lord, do for them above and beyond what they could ask or think. And Lord, those of us who have come and Watch Rock and as guests this week and for a time here have been, some leaving tomorrow, others coming today. Lord, we just pray that you will come to our hearts, meet our needs, strengthen us, dear Lord, bless us. Lord, just strengthen the work that you've done. Lord, we pray that those that are leaving, as they leave us tomorrow, that you'll go with them. You'll keep them. Lord, that your grace is sufficient for us. We can boldly say that you are our helper. We're not afraid of what anything can do to us or come our way. We are more than conqueror through you who loved us. Thank you for it, Lord. Write it on the tables of our heart. We pray, help us to give ourselves fully to you. Surrender every day our lives to you afresh and anew. And Lord, manifest yourself to all of us gathered here tonight. We pray for the other end of camp, Lord, whatever the other boys are doing and cottagers, that you'll bless them and work in them and help them also tonight. We thank you again for your goodness, your mercy towards us, Lord, and we believe tonight that you have something for every one of us, afresh and anew here at Pilgrim Camp. So work as only you can to will and to do of your good pleasure. Lord, we thank you that you are our rock. We thank you that you are our fortress. Yes. Thank you that you are our deliverer. And in you do we put our trust. And we do praise your name. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you'll just again draw us closer to yourself. Give us more of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, all of you tonight, all of you from the guests that are here, I'm talking about the Nonantum guests and all of you, staff and Watch Rock, and let us all be free to do what the Lord would have us to do tonight. And let him have his way. Let him have his way with you. And let God just be glorified and magnified in our time together. Let's sing number 295, another song about our rock. 295.
Sometimes the shadow
calls her king, and love sings the pan to the bow, and sorrow sometimes how they sweep like tempest down over the soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Jesus, I worship. Jesus, I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, let that anchor fall. Lord, may we grip that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. His name is as ointment poured forth.
That's found. I wonder if these boys know. Any of you boys know? It's from an Old Testament Bible passage. His name is as ointment poured forth. One translation says his name is as healing. Healing. His name is as healing poured forth. That's why we praise the Lord. Because his name is as healing or ointment. It's in the Song of Solomon. His name is as ointment poured forth, that balm, that healing salve that calms your nerves, your emotions, your body, your soul, your spirit, your sin-sick soul. His name is like a healing that heals your sin-sick soul. His name is like an ointment that heals your body of all its diseases. Jesus. It's all Jesus. His name. There's healing in the name of the Lord. There's power and glory and grace and help. When I was ordained, I don't know how many years ago that was. I could probably do the math if I had a calculator, but it was a long time ago. But I was ordained with some other ministers at the same time, and one of them was from Fredericksburg, Virginia. And there was a lady up from Fredericksburg, Virginia. I think her name was Clark, Sister Clark. She reminds me a little bit, now I may be way off on this, but she reminds me of Sister Hofflander. She was an older woman and she was a spitfire. And I'm not saying you're a spitfire, but you did admit that you were a little bit of a tomboy. And she just, what I mean by that is she had some gumption. I mean, she wasn't the 80-year-old, 85-year-old lady that would just sit by the wayside and wait to atrophy away. But she was different than that. She had life, and she was taking Jesus' life. Well, anyway, she was at that meeting, that ordination. I didn't know who she was. She came because of those from Virginia. And she sang a song in that meeting. She got up there with her guitar. I don't know how old she was. She was an old lady, darn. She could play that thing, and she was going, and we were all going with her. And she made up a song. And it was this. I can't remember. She made up all the verses to it, too. There's healing in the Word, healing in the Word. You remember Phil Portanova? Kind of like that. Healing in the Word of the Lord. Oh, there's healing in the Word, healing in the Word, healing in the Word of the Lord. And by that time, yes, even the older Ridgewood Fellowship ministers were all and then we sang, there's power in the Word, power in the Word, power in the Word of the Lord, there's power in the Word. And she sang that verse. And then I think she was getting encouraged because people were joining in and getting excited about it. And so she kept on. I think she made up a half a dozen verses as she was going on. But the last verse that she sang, and she sang, Jesus is the Word, Jesus is the Word, Jesus is the Word of the Lord. And the rest of it too. And I'll never forget her song, and I'll never forget the truth of her song. There's power in the Word. There's healing in the Word. His name is his ointment, and he is the Word. And when he pours out his Spirit, and when he pours out his Word, and he pours it out as a life-giving, powerful, healing Spirit. And that's the Spirit of Jesus Christ and God and his Word that's here tonight. And whatever your problems are or your needs are, you need healing. There's healing in the Word. You need power to live the Christian life. You're a little wimpy like a noodle and you really don't know if you can stand, but you want power to stand in these evil days. Well, there's power in the Word. Power in the Word of the Lord. And what else do you need? Do you need strength? Well, there's strength in the Word. There's strength in the Word of the Lord. And Jesus is that Word. And tonight Jesus is here. He's here. He's here and he offers to you power, strength. His name is as ointment, healing, a balm, a salve, just poured forth. And there are those that just receive. They just open their hearts, they open their souls, and they just receive him. Because they need healing, they need strength, they need power, they need deliverance, they need the Word of the Lord, they need that power from Jesus Christ. And so they don't pass me. Remember Bartimaeus? What was wrong with him? You remember Bartimaeus? You flunked your first test. How about this one? What was wrong with Bartimaeus? Blind, thank you. You're not the nonet, but you're right, and they're right too. He was blind, he couldn't see. And he couldn't see a thing, but he heard, said, caught wind of the fact, hey, Jesus is here. Jesus is passing by. Hey, did you ever catch wind tonight that Jesus is here? Jesus is passing by. Jesus, the power, the word, the healing poured forth. Jesus is passing by. Jesus is here. Well, Bartimaeus heard that, and what did he do? He cried out. He cried out. Right. He cried out with a loud voice, it says. I don't know. I guess he wanted to make sure he got Jesus' attention. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. What did Bartimaeus need? He needed healing. There's healing in the word of the Lord. His name is as ointment or healing poured forth. Jesus is that word. And Jesus came by and touched Bartimaeus and made him whole, and he saw. And I don't know what Jesus is able to do, but he's able to do maybe exceeding abundantly above what we could even ask or think. Jesus is that word, and Jesus is the word of the Lord, and Jesus is all power in heaven and on earth, and his name is as ointment poured forth. There's healing, there's strength, there's victory, and I need to, and you need to, maybe we all need to, open our hearts just to receive Jesus. Well, I'm saved. I've been born again. I asked him into my heart. So did I. But I need Jesus. And maybe there are others here tonight that we need Jesus. We need more of Jesus. We need more of his saving fullness, more of his salvation. And so if he's passing by tonight, he's not getting by my chair, but I'm going to open my heart and I'm going to say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, I need you, Lord. I need what you're pouring out. I need what you're doing. I need Jesus. And maybe we all do. Maybe some realize and some don't, but every one of us need him, and every one of us can have him. There's a song, and maybe we should sing it from the book, because I don't know how many of you would know it. It says just simply, pass me not, O gentle Savior, but hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, don't pass me by. And then the chorus says, Savior, hear my cry. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, and it's number 230, thank you. 230. And maybe as we sing it, we can make it our prayer and reach out to him and say, Jesus, don't pass me, but pour out what I need tonight in my life. 230.
Hear my humble cry.
one more time. Sing right out of your heart to the Lord, and maybe just even without the organ, without the piano, just without any other instruments, just our voices raised to Jesus in that prayer and in that confidence. Lord, hear our cry. Hear our humble cry. Lord, don't pass me by. Dear Lord, dear Lord. Oh, Jesus, Savior,
Savior, hear my humble cry. While another's hour's calling to not pass me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In your name, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. yes, Lord. Heal, dear Lord Jesus. Stretch forth your hand to heal, Lord. Oh, let signs and wonders be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, minister by your Spirit, Lord, to every one of us. Jesus, just yourself, Lord, come. Hallelujah. Come in your fullness. Come in your sweetness, Jesus, to every heart, dear Lord. Jesus, have your way. Meet every need, dear Lord, by your Spirit, by your name, by your appointment, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I need thee, all the Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you are all that I want, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Spirit of the living
God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.